Amazon's Alexa was a surprise hit, but what's its next play? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Voice-enabled smart speakers kind of came out of nowhere to become a huge deal in consumer electronics over just the last 2 years, really. Amazon launched the category with its apologies in advance for setting them all off, Alexa devices. And the digital assistant is now showing up in cars, home entertainment systems, even a microwave. But as its popularity increases, so do questions about privacy, security, and what might be coming in the future. Tony Reed is Vice President of Alexa Skills and Echo Devices at Amazon. I spoke with her at Fortune's Most Powerful Women Next Gen conference. She told me people still mostly use Alexa for music, news, and everybody's favorite, the timers.
So you can now have named timers, named alarms, you can have sleep timers. And so what we launched with just a few years ago was a basic experience, and we keep expanding to make each of those skills even more delightful for customers.
And then as these devices have become more prevalent, there's also been a lot of fear around them. There have been news stories about Alexa mysteriously starting to laugh or saying things out of nowhere or reading back inappropriate emails. How do you manage and think about those, especially privacy concerns for people?
Well, the first thing is that we take privacy and security very seriously. We have built in privacy from day one into the Alexa voice service, as well as our Echo devices. And so I think one of the more important parts about this is that customers understand how the technology works and that they have control and transparency over the use of their data.
How much control do I have as a consumer? Like, can I go in and delete everything I've ever said to Alexa?
Yes. You can delete your recordings one by one, or you can delete them all. You have that control.
Like in the app?
In the app and on the website. So we have a privacy page where customers can go, and we actually continue to build enhancements to that page to make it even easier. You can actually now search your activity by date ranges if you want to say, what did we say on Monday evening? And so we are making it easy for customers to access and control that data.
And then you previously worked in advertising at Amazon. Talk to us about how the Alexa platform and Amazon's ad ambitions might meet in the future.
We have no plans for advertising. You know, our view has been that we build great experiences for customers. The rest will take care of itself. But also, customers will pay for services, and some of those services Amazon builds, such as Amazon Music Unlimited. Customers listen to audiobooks. We have Audible, ebooks, et cetera. And so for us, the focus has been on building a great customer experience and offering the services that customers care about.
Tony Reed is Vice President of Alexa Skills and Echo Devices at Amazon. It is somewhat surprising that Amazon isn't planning to bring ads to the Echo universe, but according to eMarketer, Amazon is already the third biggest digital ad platform in the world, behind Google and Facebook. And now for some related links. The NAACP is calling for everyone to log out of Instagram and Facebook today, Tuesday the 18th. The organization essentially says the platform is bad for African Americans because of everything from misinformation to its ad system that lets people exclude African Americans from things like housing and job listings, as well as the ongoing data and privacy issues. And yesterday, a Senate Intelligence Committee report said Russian propaganda campaigns during the 2016 election specifically targeted Black Americans on social media. The report also said Instagram was a way bigger deal for spreading misinformation than anyone realized, and noted that, weirdly, nobody at Facebook had mentioned that very much at all. So much for Instagram being the lesser of two evils, I guess. Back to Amazon, the Wall Street Journal had an interesting story Sunday about how the company is trying to make it a little less easy for you to buy cheap basics and have them shipped overnight, no matter how heavy or bulky they are. Think sparkling water or cat litter. Internally, these products are branded CRAP for Can't Realize a Profit. These moves also point to the fact that Amazon still makes most of its money on selling cloud services and advertising, and not that much on us buying crap with free shipping. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Numbers alone don't tell the whole story. That's why Marketplace tells the stories behind the numbers, stories of real people, of business, both big and small, and the impact the economy has on each of us. Donate today at marketplace.org to keep public service journalism going strong. And right now, your gift will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from our friends at Candida. Thanks for your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.